tiring because you don't.
Recording is on.
You get no breaks. That's what's tiring about it.
It's true. Yeah. Or maybe we could switch. Do like 30
sure.
minutes.
Let me know if you want to like. Yeah. No worries. Please do.
Yeah. All right. I'll take the first 30 minutes. Okay. So the first thing we need to do is read the meeting notes. So this meeting is held up by Voice over Jitsi at the link and covers pull requests and issues on items related to the various uses of CCG projects related to traceability and the supply chain. Primary repositories are tracked by the group for discussion are the traceability vocabulary and traceability intro. Focus for a particular week alternates between each of the above two repositories, and the chair will note the repository for the week and start of the meeting. So this week, I believe we are in vocab, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We have a standing agenda, one IP note, agenda review, subscribe section, agenda review, IP note. Anyone can participate in these calls. However, all substantial contributions to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreements. Signed in the URL, ensure you have a W3C account, W3C Contributor License Agreement, and call notes. These minutes and audio recording of everything said on the call are archived at the link, and then with Team Death, I think we're okay to skip the rest of this after that. Cue other good stuff as we go. So I guess let's go ahead and get started with traceability vocab pull requests. And we have one that is marked as merge first. So I will go ahead and start with pull request 474. Okay, so since this is my pull request, what this does is this goes through a lot of the verifiable credentials, or all the verifiable credentials that I know of, adds a tag to the YAML section of them, and Mahmood made a note on this to say, can we have multiple tags? And the answer is absolutely yes. There's nothing surfaced for these tags, currently. The main reason I wanted to add them is because number one, it makes scripting, through credentials and searching through them a lot easier to say like, hey, give me all the credentials that relate to e-commerce. I can search through them and then write scripts and, make changes as needed. And then also later on, we can surface this in the respec document and the OpenAPI spec as needed to make how these are used more visible. So if there are no objections to merging 474, I will go ahead and do so.
Do it.
Okay. Merging 474. Okay. And then going back and starting from oldest to newest, I will just go ahead and order. The next one is pull request 471 by NIS.
Yep.
So feel free to take it.
That is an e-commerce schema for getting exempted from customs duties if your shipment is worth less than $800. It's commonly known as the section 321 of the customs law. So yeah, pretty straightforward new schema. That's it.
Okay. Any objections to merging pull request 471? Okay. Merging pull request 471. Next pull request is 472. This is also mine. And what it does is it updates our CI script for schemas to vocab.js. And what this does is it reads through all the credentials as we're building the HTML for that gets built into the respec document. And it looks for, dependencies that are used inside the credential and it adds them as links under the schema under the example. And, just as a side note, testing this locally, really improve readability because you can quickly jump to other credentials that are related to these. Thank you, Corey. Any objections to merging pull request 472?
Super cool.
Right.
Yeah, I like this one a lot.
Okay. It was a small change, but I'm very happy with how it turned out. So the next one is pull request 473, posting in chat. This is a very small change. There is no description in the commercial invoice certificate example JSON, and all this does is just add a quick description to that effect. So I think this should be a pretty easy one to merge. Are there any objections?
Nope.
Okay. Merging 473. Okay. Then the next one is pull request 475. I guess I was pretty active this week. I was looking through tickets in our backlog and just looking for easy ones to snipe. This address is issue 235. Of which we have issue, which is we're using the issue for a issue in Tracebook app as a placeholder for our example JSON, and this removes that and updates it with new data for the revocation list 2020 status. Any objections to merging 475? Merging 475. Okay. The next one is 476 by Corey.
Right. Cleanup workflow definitions. This PR basically just updates the way that we were referring to some terms. It gives us a way to link directly to the extensions we've made to the technical recommendation for verifiable credentials.
Okay. Any objections to merging 476? Merging 476. Okay. The next one is fixing incorrect title and description 478 by Nis.
This is Tiny. I had missed the title and seemingly put the description in the title field instead, so I'm just fixing that up.
Okay. Very small change. I think everyone is okay with this as two approvals. Merging 478. Next one is 479 by, this looks like Russell, I guess. Would you want to discuss 479?
Yeah, sure. This provides a lot of, this provides the credentials that will be needed for people to submit information about the CTE's critical tracking events and key data elements. They can comply with the new traceability rule by the FDA.
Okay. It looks like there is a bunch of conversations on the pull request. Nothing that is specifically blocking. Are there any objections or any final challenges before we merge 479? Okay. Merging. Okay. All right. Merging 479. Okay. The next one is 480. Fix intent to import by 40.
Right. Talked with Mike Burrock about this. This is a pull request which essentially just changes the name of a example credential. I think Nis had mentioned something about a pull request that was based off of this that might be coming.
Yeah.
So if Nis, if you've already done that, then we should merge yours instead of mine, right?
Okay. I'll be honest. I'm very happy you called that out. That would be, that would be 485.
All right, I think it's 486.
No, 45.
45. Oh, intent to import certificate. Okay.
That has your commits. That looks like that's probably the right thing to do.
And it won't have any changes that I would merge to mine. Like if I accept Tallted's grammar correction, it would then create a conflict between these two, and we would want to take yours if it's more substantive first, and then go back and make that change.
Yes, so the two things I added to what you had was the certificate, the verifiable credential, and also I made the example somewhat more realistic rather than auto-generated.
That's excellent. So I would prefer we take yours, which is poll 485.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so I will jump in order and merge 485. Do we want to give a quick summary of what intention import is covering?
No, we've talked about it quite a lot. It's signaling your intent to import, and it has a full description of what it is in the pull request.
Okay. I will go ahead, if there's no objections, I'll go ahead and merge pull 485. Okay. Pull 485 was merged. Do we want to take a look at and that actually automatically closed Rory's pull request for 480.
Excellent.
That's excellent, yeah. I'll read through and grab your suggestions. I'll do that after the meeting.
Okay. I just was worried about not losing those changes. The next term is pull request 481, which is fixed term bug on raw material. This is from this.
Yeah. There was a probably a copy paste bug. I know that because I've seen them many times before when I did them myself. So there were two product definitions, I believe it was. So one of them should have been raw material.
Okay. Any objections to merging 481? We've got four approvals, merging, or three and a half, I guess, merging 481. Next one is 482, which is also NIST. Would you care to describe
the changes? Standard. I have a few of these standard, again, term bugs from the past when we didn't have tools to catch these. A lot of these types of bugs got injected. So I'm just cleaning up after myself.
Okay. So if there's no objections to merging 482, I'm the only person who approved it, but let's go ahead and, okay. We have two approvals now. Merging 482. And the next one is 483. This is another, same fix. So I think the same one applies. I will go ahead and add an approval, and anyone else who would like to see these changes fixed can add an approval in 2 or 3 seconds.
I should have been more active having you guys approve it in advance. Sorry about the passiveness.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. So just small term changes, merging 483. And the next one is 484. If this is what I think it is, Russell might become my new favorite person.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of ag being confused for silver.
Okay, yeah, because that's the only thing I could just read it as. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I played too much Pokemon Silver as a kid, but either way, it looks like it just changes the agriculture abbreviations to agriculture as a whole thing. Better clarity, better conventions. I am super on board with this change. Any objections to pull request 484?
It's beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful. I agree. Merging 484.
Hang on. I have one question about the agricultural inspection report, line 263. Should that be capital? I apologize. I just saw it as we're looking through.
Is that a property with accidentally a capital name?
I think it doesn't have a capital name.
So attributes or properties should be camel case, and classes or types should be title case. That's the convention.
Yeah. Can you repeat what line it is?
Hang on, I just created a change request. No, I want to. It was line 263.
Okay. Okay.
of
should I revert the commit to go ahead and
we should probably take a
right away.
I would just take an issue or a subsequent pull request if it's very focused on to do that.
I can probably do that real quick, but sure.
That's all right, so just handle another pull request. I think that would be perfectly fine. Because it's important. Yeah, just handle pull request.
Strange. Sure, so another pull request, you said?
Yes.
I think that would be easiest.
Cool.
Okay, intent to import workflow. So this is 486.
Do
the other one?
So, I've missed your suggestions. So I might need a minute. Let me just introduce this, We've talked a lot about intent to import recently, like this week especially. What this is doing is adding the intent to import credential to the various workflows where they belong, where you interact with the government, with customs. So there are a bunch of the workflow diagrams updated. That's specifically that. If you can give me a minute, I'll work in Ted's suggestions. We can circle back to this. Would that be okay?
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, I think, although all of the remaining pull requests are from you.
Oh, okay.
Traceability presentations is the same thing that has uncommitted suggestions from Ted. SEMA license number. SEMA, let's do 488, as that one seems very simple. I can go ahead and describe this if you want to do commits.
Thank you.
So SEMA license number added. This is a small change to the SEMA license where we had we were missing license number, which is a required attribute from the example. And so this is just, fixing, a small error in the example JSON that was not addressed until now. So 488 just fixes the example JSON for SEMA license. This is a small change. I would be extremely surprised if there are any objections. Any objections to merging pull request 488? Okay. Merging 488. And, sure. What's up, Russell?
Actually, I was just looking at your suggestion, Chris, and I'm not sure if I understand it. Currently, agriculture package is lowercase because it is a property name. I don't understand why that would be capitalized.
Seems correct. If it's a property name, that it should be camel case.
Yeah, if my suggestion is not valid, that's fine. I was just going off of what I was seeing in that file as far as like patterns and how you were making these changes, and that one seemed different to me.
Okay, there are some where it says type agriculture package, and those are referencing a file rather than a property. There's some where there's a property name that matches with a schema name later.
Yeah.
Cool, so that one might be mergeable then?
That one was merged as far as I'm aware.
Oh right.
Yeah, so if there's no changes, then there's no need to put up a subsequent PR to address those changes.
Great, thank you.
Okay, the next one to draw attention to is 489. So we got feedback from DHS, which said that rather than the PAGA status message, this credential specifically refers to the status of a shipment, and they wanted to make that a lot easier to understand in terms of shipment status, and that is why this credential has been changed from PGA status message to PGA shipment status. It looks like there is a merge request on.
No, there's a conflict.
Conflict on the pull request. Is there any objections to merging this outside of the call or async as soon as this conflict has been resolved?
No.
I will make a comment saying that.
Yeah. Okay, and that looks like we gave NIST enough time to address the feedback.
Yeah.
So, do you want to come back to 486?
Well, 486 is done. It's running through the CI. I'm actually, if we could do 487 first, I'm actually a little bit, Ted, I'm not really sure how you, is it just a suggestion or, there isn't anything I can, on your second comment, there's nothing I can commit in as far as I can see.
Well, it says outdated suggestion, so it looks like there might have been.
Yeah, the first one should be okay. This, your second comment though.
Can you link to the comment in the chat?
Yeah. That's a good idea. That's one. I'm really sure what to do with that.
Sorry, I'm looking at it now.
Sure. No worries.
Right, in the, that line, in the line 5 that you had changed, you put into that description, it's at the far end, at the far right. That's the same description that was up above, so intention changed to intended use, that's all.
Ah, I see. Okay. That's going to take a minute to fix that. Would you mind if we merge it and I'll fix that up afterwards?
That's fine.
Great.
Okay, so.
Somehow, so there you go. Yep.
Okay, so are we saying it's, are we okay for merging pull request 487? Or are we, or do we want to say it can be merged outside of the meeting once it's been addressed? Which one would you prefer?
I would prefer we merge, and I fix it up after.
Okay. Okay. Any objections to merging pull request 487? Okay. Merging 487.
And it looks like 486 going back and forth a little bit, but it looks green now.
Okay, 486 is green and ready to be pressed. I think we already talked about this.
We did.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's currently no approvals on it. Everything has been resolved in the comments. Adding an approval here. Any objections to merging pull request 486? Okay. Merging pull request 486. And then that leaves us with our last pull request, which is, PGA file update, which will be merged as soon as the conflict has been resolved. So that concludes, traceability vocab. Okay. That was one of the longest, pull request sessions I think we've had. Nitz, do you want to do traceability interrupt? Do we want to switch off 30 minutes like that?
Let's do it.
All right. Show's yours.
All right. So traceability interrupt pulls. We are here. Starting from the bottom. First one is Chris at RapidScript for onboarding workflows.
Right. So this is, if you remember last time we spoke, I had a pull request to create two workflows that would allow you to rotate the GPG key and onboard new users with an encrypted environment file. Ori suggested that it would be helpful if we could do this on the command line so folks didn't have to generate personal access tokens with Google. So I added a couple of wrapper scripts that you could run from the command line that would then call out and reuse this code that I already developed to run the workflows. I also modified the documentation to indicate that instead of generating the personal access token, you could use the personal access token from the command line, the GitHub command line will dump that for you if you do, I think it was gh auth minus t. So added functionality with some wrapper scripts.
Good stuff. Thanks. And we have approvals across the board. So any objections to prove to merging 281? Great. Merging. Next up is 283, which is mine. This is, we talked about, we had an issue where we talked about how we would want the verification result of response object to look like. This is working that into the spec itself. I see all approvals. There was a bit of discussion about merging, pushing this upstream to the VC API, but let's not get ourselves in too much entangled with that now. Any objections to merging 283? All right. Merging. Next is from Chris again, 288. Chris, do you mind?
Yep. So 288 is a modification to the OpenAPI spec. When you are issuing a credential, the issuer ID is required. The spec was not correctly requiring it if the issuer was presented as an object with an ID parameter. So this adds a requirement on the ID parameter when it's an object form.
Why is the change so chunky? Oh, it's one big line. Is it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's the embedded schema for conformance testing.
I see. Great. Any objections to merging 288? Merging. 290. Also Chris?
So this is one of many conformance test additions that I've added. This particular one, let's see, adds conformance testing for the did JSON endpoint and the identifiers did endpoint.
Great. There are additional pull requests around those two endpoints.
Not for those two endpoints, but for additional conformance testing.
Yeah. There are also pull requests for the endpoints. That's great.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm very happy to see it. I actually hadn't noticed before. Great. All green. Any objections to 290? Perfect. Merging. 292. Also you, Chris.
So 292, this is the first of, I think, what is going to be several conflicts. But the essence of this one is modifying the variable name used to hold the response schema for validation of the credentials issue endpoint. Initially, it was called response schema 201, which is not very descriptive and will clash when we do a response schema 201 validation for presentations prove. So I simply renamed the variable so that it was a bit more descriptive and won't clash with other variables doing similar schema work.
That's excellent. Any objections to letting Chris merge once the conflict is resolved? I'll add a note.
Ori just added one.
Oh, great. Thanks. Forward to it. So next up is 295 here.
This one is mine as well.
Yeah.
So when the new conformance reports list all of the tests that are run, the assertions on the left-hand side, and they did not include any sort of namespacing to indicate which endpoint they were for. and we're going to be having a lot of these, and many of them will have similar names. So this change request adds a bit of namespacing so that it's easily identifiable which test the assertions belong to.
Great. And we are allowed to merge. Any objections to merging to 295? Okay, merging. And 296, that's for me. And there were a bit of misunderstandings about this, particularly around which endpoint we're actually talking about. This is about the get one credential, and what the pull request allows is that you can toggle that to be public if you choose to do so. And you would, for example, want to do that on revocation list credentials, but not others. So this aligns with the decision we made last time. We said this is a May, and that's what the pull request is for. We have two approvals. Any objections to merging 296?
There's still a change request. Can you link the pull request in chat, please?
Oh, sorry. There's still a change request, but it is based on a misunderstanding.
Agreed. I've spoken to Mike about this. I think we should merge over his objection, and I can close the loop with him offline.
That's great. I'll go ahead and merge. Um, 298. This one, so this is for, I'll be honest, this is tying knots in my brain, so I almost don't want to comment too much about it. I'm sure I'll just make verbal mistakes here, but it takes away such that you can discover your dits, basically, and you don't want to hide that away. This is also related to a decision we made last time, so keep working that into the spec.
This is to support DID web. Essentially, the DID webs are unresolvable if you don't accept this change.
Right. Thanks. All green tick marks. Any objections to 298? Perfect, merging. Which brings us to 300 from Chris.
Okay, so this one started because there was a difference in what I was seeing in the facet view, which was the list of tests with the boxes, and what I was seeing in the sunburst and the tree charts. And the reason for that is that each test has multiple assertions, and the order of those assertions in the data frame that's being used to drive this visualization is undefined. So depending on when you ran it, they might show as either passing or failing. So the first modification I did was to aggregate those so that we could determine, how many of the assertions passed and how many failed. So that we could accurately reflect whether a test was fully passing, fully failing, or partially failing. And in addition to fixing that error, I also added a new color to the chart so that we could visually see which ones were partially failing. And if you scroll down, there's a couple of pictures that show what it looks like now.
Nice. That's beautiful. Any objections to merging 300. We have all approvals, so I'll go ahead. Leo 1, Chris, that's you as well.
Okay, so in a previous pull request, there was a suggestion to rename the folder titled Happy Path to Positive Testing. So I just carried that over to some of the other tests that were already in place so that we are aligned on naming.
Sure. I'll merge that. Theo 3. Chris, again.
So this one is in relation to the context in a DID document. This is defined by DID core to be either a string or an array that contains both or either strings or objects. Our spec said it had to be an array of strings, so it omitted the just a string and the array containing objects possibilities. So this modifies the spec to allow for those.
Nice. There are a couple of approvals. Any objections to 3 of 3? Looks good to me. Merging. Da-da-dum. 3 of 4. Oh, Chris, a lot coming in.
3 of 4 is adding the OAuth2 related conformance negative testing for credentials update. So verifies that OAuth is required and the request fail if it's not present. There are several of these. The first one you merge will merge. The rest will conflict.
Oh, okay. Well, we have two approvals. I just added mine. Any objections to 3 of 4? I'll merge that, and then let's get a... So 305 would conflict, you say?
I believe it will conflict, yes, as will 306.
I'll make a comment. So let me first ask, any objections to letting Chris merge when the conflict is resolved? I'll give you that comment. And, oh, okay, thanks, Ollie. And let's just do 306 as well, the negative test. And I can't imagine anyone would object to that. So please do that offline as well, Chris.
Will do.
So 308 next line.
So this one has to do with changes that we made when we added the conformance testing. We now publish report artifacts in two separate folders under the reports folder in GitHub documents, GitHub pages, excuse me. So this modifies the reporter script so that you can specify which of those two folders to use as the source when you're running the script locally and it downloads the latest run data. And it does that by adding two different command line options, either minus C for conformance, minus I for interoperability. They both also have long versions. And this also sets the stage for 272, which is another issue that is around modifying the HTML template to be more specific depending on which type of report is being generated.
Excellent. I see a bit of conversation, but it looks like that's all sorted out. Any objections to merging 308? Great. Merging. 309. Chris, you are killing it.
This one has a conflict. Wasn't expecting that, but I'm not surprised because this also modifies the Postman test. So this adds a test that when the issuer ID is provided in a credentials issue request, if it is a string but it is not in URI format, then the expected result is a 400 bad request. And this adds the appropriate negative testing to the conformance tests.
Sweet. Do we have that in the spec? Is that aligned with the spec?
I believe that was added last week.
Okay.
It's a requirement that comes from understanding verifiable credentials. All ID values in verifiable credential are an alias of at ID, which must be a valid IRI.
There we go. Yeah. Great. All right. Let's, I'll make a note. Any objections to letting folks merge this offline? You have a comment, please go ahead and do that. Final one is 312.
So this is a ticket that Ori opened a while back regarding making the challenge property of presentation options be required. It's a simple schema change to implement that request.
Ah, good one. Any objections to merging 312?
While we're on it, just a comment regarding challenge. Challenge, if it's a UUID, requires sort of stateful management on the verifier side. Like the verifier has to remember that they've given you this UUID and that, you know, they're going to theoretically not accept a presentation over it if it comes 2 years later, because that could be like indicating a problem. You can fix this by making the challenge a JSON web token or something that's signed by the verifier. And then the verifier doesn't need to remember all of the UUIDs that it's handed out. And this has been raised on a few issues, and I'm just pointing it out here because the structure of challenge is a string. It doesn't say that challenge has to be a UUID. And there's a really good reason why you might want that challenge to be a JWT. Namely the example that I just gave. So I'm just providing verbal context because I'm sure eventually we will see those issues come up and hopefully people will remember what I've said.
Excellent. With that said, any objections to merging 312? Any local? That's it. I think we broke our record today on pull requests.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing work. Truly amazing.
Should we, I kind of feel like rewarding you guys and giving you back a quarter of an hour. How about, would anyone have anything else you want to talk about? Any specific issues that we should bring up?
Or, Ness, do you want to post the minutes at the end of the meeting?
It'll take you at least that long to post the minutes.
Yay. I win. Let's do it that way. I have no idea how to go about that. I tried to follow along last time, but yeah, I'll work my way through it. Great. You're free to go. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week.
Nis, do you want to do the publishing of the minutes on the call so that we can go through it together?
Yeah, you can share the screen.
I would love that. Thank you for that. Please don't all stay because then I'm really going to feel the heat.
I'm happy to guide you. I'm familiar with the process. Yeah.
I appreciate
that. And then, Chris, do you need to stop recording for this?
Do we want this recorded as part of the call or no? I think it
would be great to if the problem will be that you won't get the minutes until you stop recording, I think, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm just thinking of.
It would be amazing if we could record the process of publishing the minutes.
Perhaps we should plan on doing a screen capture next time if anyone has the appropriate software to do that.
Yeah, what about the next? I'm just reading through the instructions. It also says, make sure to kick everyone out of the room when the meeting is done. Is that a requirement?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll stop recording now then, and we can proceed with the process.